Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, our theme today is we are living in perilous times. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 and following talks about in the last days we'll be living in perilous times. The word perilous means dark, dangerous, difficult, deadly, destructive. And that's exactly what we see taking place on a global basis today. As one of our previous callers touched on the fact that it is a demonic delusion, it is a demonic happening. You go to Ephesians chapter 6, verses 11 and following, and you find that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and wickedness in high places. We're talking about a demonic delusion, and it must be a demonic scenario, ladies and gentlemen, supernatural demonic delusion. Simply because it could not be happening on a global basis with the same itinerary, the same goal, the same approach that we find taking place. That shows us that we're in the last of the last days. It lets us understand that God is the one that's in control, even though these things are taking place by despots, taking place by those that are political tyrants, those that are totalitarianism in their mind and their thinking. That's exactly what we see taking place, ladies and gentlemen, but it's on a global basis. It's a demonic delusion. But the question is that, yes, we're living in perilous times, but how should we then live? What do you recommend? What are the first things that you'd recommend based on what you're hearing today, based on what you already know that's taking place, what's happening with the forced inoculations, the forced vaccinations, the COVID camps for those that refuse to be vaccinated, or those that come into contact with an unvaccinated person or one that tests positive for COVID? How should we live knowing that these things are on the fast track? By the way, these COVID camps are not just in Australia, Germany, Italy, et cetera. They're on the fast track for the United States of America. We already have, through Homeland Security, we already have those camps that are set up for people to be, that are displaced because of hurricanes and tornadoes, et cetera, that they are being readied for use in America, just as in Italy, just as in Australia, Austria, and Germany today. They're on the fast track for America. And if you have the continued despots like de Blasio in New York and the new governor of New York falling in the footsteps of Cuomo, we understand what is taking place with the fast track for America under the guise of protecting our health, protecting us. In fact, in Australia, they're literally shooting people in the street that are rioting, that are demonstrating against the lockdowns, and because the government is so concerned about their health that they need to keep them locked down, they're going to force them to do so, and if they do not stay in lockdown, they're going to shoot them to protect their health. Now, isn't that ironic? But that's the society in which we find ourselves living in today. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. The question is then, how should we then live? Perhaps you have recommendation based on your opinion, based on your position theologically, doctrinally, and biblically. Perhaps you have something that you'd like to say to our listeners today. How should we then live? What do you recommend, ladies and gentlemen, that we do? What's the priority things? Number one, number two, number three. What are the top three priorities that you would recommend that our listeners adhere to in the realization and the recognition that biblical, eschatological, prophetic truth is being unfurled before in our very midst today? By the way, we live in a wonderful, wonderful generation of Christians where we are watching the hand of God. We're watching the prophetic clock of God taking place and prophecy being fulfilled right before our eyes. How should we then live? What do you recommend? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says Italian governors call for the unvaccinated to be put under lockdown. This article states five Italian governors have called for lockdown measures to be imposed on all that refuse the vaccination, following the example of Austria, while Czech Republic and Slovakia are also moving to enforce similar measures. We have previously highlighted after Austria placed the unjabbed under lockdown, preventing them from leaving their homes for anything other than essential reasons. Police are seen patrolling the supermarkets and the streets and the highways, checking residents for their vaccination passport or their vaccination status. Several states in Germany also have announced that they would ban unvaccinated from all venues. Now, Italy's unvaccinated population, which stands at around 7 million, could be about to face the same form of medical apartheid. Eventual new lockdown should have to be suffered by those that are vaccinated. They're saying that these new lockdowns should not have to be suffered by those that have already been vaccinated, but only for the unvaccinated. Look at another article. Top Australian officials. We're transferring all COVID patients. Listen, we're transferring all COVID patients to quarantine camps. Australian authorities are removing COVID-19 positive patients and residents in Northern Territory to quarantine camps in Howard Springs after nine cases were identified in the community. Goes on to talk about it. Hard lockdowns were implemented in parts of the other parts of the nation, according to the Northern Territory Chief Minister. It goes further. It's highly likely that more residents will be transferred to Howard Springs today. Howard Springs is a concentration camp, a COVID camp, a concentration camp for those that test positive, and it has 2,000 little modules, little pods, for people to be forced into. And I've got the documentation where a 26-year-old was picked up at her door, handcuffed, arrested, handcuffed, placed in a van, taken to the COVID lockdown concentration COVID camps. And her only crime was that she had inadvertently crossed the path with a person that was COVID positive. And they traced her by license plate on her moped, on her motor scooter that she drove. That's in the place of Australia. And as a result of that, the doorbell rings, the door knocked, two police officers there, arrested her, placed her in a van, hauled her off to the concentration camp. She said it was horrific being there. They forced her to stay there 14 days. If she got out on the deck in that little module, that little pod, if she got out on the deck, there were yellow lines around the border. If you crossed one of those yellow lines, you're being watched. She was being watched by video cameras. And if she got too close to that yellow line, police officers would show up at her door and threaten her with an additional penalty of a $5,000 fine if she didn't get back closer to her own door rather than getting close to the edge of that patio that she was on. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a horrific scene, and it's all under the guise that we are dangerous to ourselves and they want to protect our health. Since when in world history have we persecuted, prosecuted, and physically harmed people because we want to protect their health? It's never happened in the history of the world, but it's taking place today. So the question is, as we understand based on the scripture, it's apparent we're living in perilous times, dark, dangerous, difficult, devastating, where persecution and prosecution of believers and persecution and prosecution of those that refuse the vaccination, how should we then live? That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. I'd love to hear from you on this broadcast today. This is the article I referred to earlier. You feel, this is the title, you feel like you're in prison. Aussie, A-U-S-S-I-E, that's what they call the Australians, recounts ordeal in COVID camp. A 26-year-old woman who had been moved from Melbourne, Australia, to the country's Northern Territory to escape the continuing lockdowns tells of being removed from her home by police against her will and taken to a quarantine center. She didn't have COVID. She hadn't tested positive. This article reads, you feel like you're in prison. Haley Hodgson, H-O-D-G-O-N, Hodgson, told the British podcast TV after 14-day detention in Howard Springs, the 2,000-capacity COVID camp outside Darwin. If you feel like you've done something wrong, it's inhumane treatment that they're giving you, she said. You're so small. They just overpower you. They're literally, and you're literally nothing in their sight. you do what they say, or you're in trouble. We'll lock you up forever, they tell you. Yes, they can even threaten me. If I do this again, they will extend my time here. In other words, while she was there in the concentration camp, the COVID camp, she was told, if you don't listen to me, if you don't follow our rules and regulations, if you don't obey the totalitarian authorities over you, if you don't obey us, we're going to lengthen your time. We're going to keep you here forever. And you're helpless and it's hopeless. And ladies and gentlemen, there's no constitutional rights there. And the same is true. We're watching our constitutional liberties by fiat and the totalitarian thugs with badges being carried out at the disposition in the direction of the Biden administration today. It is not a legitimate sense of operation in America today. It's not a legitimate constitutional republic that we're operating on today, but it's thugs with badges. It's those that simply have a despot mindset, a totalitarian mindset that's going to rule over us. This article continues. On Tuesday, Northern Territory Police arrested three people who escaped from Howard Springs facilities. All three tested negative for COVID and were taken into police custody. Prior to their arrest, police blocked traffic as officers wearing face masks searched cars up and down the bridges and the highways, causing a large traffic backup. Hodgson said the ordeal began when the investigators came to her home shortly after a friend had tested positive for COVID-19. Police had the license plate of her motor scooter to identify her as a close contact. She said that when she was asked if she had been tested for COVID, she lied to them and said she had, setting in motion serious, extraordinary events. So then the police officers blocked her driveway. I walked out and I said, "What's going on here? Guys are testing me for COVID. What's happening?" They said, "No, you're getting taken away, and that you have no choice. You're going to Howard Springs. You either come with us now, or we'll put you in the back of the divvy van, they call it. That's police van." And she told officers, "I don't consent to this. I don't understand why this can be taking place. I'm self-isolated at home, like the other people around me." The officer said, she replied, "You've just been told that from higher up that we're taking you in. That's all we know, and that's all we're going to do," end quote. It's simply a summary statement, ladies and gentlemen. The article is about three pages long, but it's a summary statement of what's taking place in Australia, Austria, and Italy, and Germany, and many other parts of the globe. But ladies and gentlemen, in Washington State, Oregon, California, New York, New York State, New York City, Michigan, we're finding these things taking place in America today. And it is simply that which is unthinkable, would have been unthinkable just 24 to 36 months ago. I would have never dreamed, perhaps you have, I would have never dreamed that our liberties, our First Amendment rights, Second Amendment right, our constitutional liberties to be protected from search and seizure, the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, the 14th Amendment. I thought all of that would have been an impossibility just a couple of years ago. But all of that now is water under the dam, as the old cliche goes, because they're overruling and overriding that simply by fiat. No law. We're living in a lawless society today. And I believe as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, we need to understand we're in a lawless society. So how should we then live? What should we do? How should we respond? Should we be involved in civil disobedience? And I don't mean going out in the streets being thugs as the Black Lives Matter or as Antifa, where you're burning buildings, you're rioting, you're killing people. I'm not talking about that at all. But I'm talking about in civil disobedience of simply saying, "No, not me, not my household. We're not going to bow. We're not going to bend to the threats and the demeans that are being provided, offered." Ladies and gentlemen, there are thousands of cases now being processed through the courts. Some of them are finally coming to a head, as you would call it, and going into the appeals courts where suits have been filed against the Biden administration, doctors and nurses, law enforcement, military personnel, filing suits through Matt Staver with Liberty Counsel and Kelly Shackelford with other institutions, ladies and gentlemen, that will on a pro bono basis protect our constitutional liberties. And I say to each and every one under the sound of my voice, if there's a threat to your liberty, if there's a threat to your job, if there's a threat of force for you to take the COVID jab, say no. And if there's any further action to be taken there, get a constitutional attorney immediately. That's civil disobedience. That's taking a stand saying, "No, you're not going to infringe on my constitutional liberties. You're not going to destroy, eviscerate, and take away my Bill of Rights as we have it, constitutional freedom for each and every one of us." Here's another article, ladies and gentlemen, says, "Doctor calls for the lockdown of the vaccinated. This is a little different than what you've heard. A German doctor is calling for a two-month lockdown for COVID-19 to fight COVID-19 for the vaccinated, not unvaccinated. And it reported the Free West media explains Dr. Karen Kattmeier believes that those people are the biggest virus spreaders. Notice, this physician, this doctor in Germany, is now saying that those that are the virus spreaders are those that have been vaccinated, not the unvaccinated. The Free West report said, according to the report, the doctor runs a family doctor's practice where he also offers corona tests and vaccinations. From the results of his test in his own practice and the four test centers that he runs, he has been able to conclude that 90% of the positive people who were tested by me were already vaccinated, end quote. Further, he said, those people that are vaccinated think that with the vaccination, the coronavirus will no longer harm them, but that is a total fallacy, he said. His two-month lockdown only for the vaccinated people should be declared by the public health authorities. If these restrictions were taken and then adhered to, the contrast should reduce the vaccination campaign continued. The pandemic would end quickly. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about what is taking place in society today. We are living in perilous times. We are living in the dark, dangerous, difficult, devastating last days that the scripture speaks about. But we're also living in the last days, as spoken of in Revelation chapter 13, verses 1 through 18, which is the entirety of the chapter. When the lawless one, the man of sin, the Antichrist, will step on the scene and rule and reign with an iron fist. And what we're seeing, ladies and gentlemen, what is taking place today, we're getting a glimpse of the stage being set for the curtain to be opened for those last days to enter in fully and completely, as God's word tells us. Now, let me just simply say this as a parenthetical footnote that I believe also should be an encouragement to every listener. If you've said yes to Jesus Christ, you've been blood-bought, Bible-saved, born again, you need not worry in these last days simply because we're going to suddenly be seized and taken out of this old world. Now, that could be a year from now, 10 years from now, or 100 years from now. We don't know the time frame, but we do know based on all of the biblical record of the signs that we're in the last days, which indicate that the rapture of the church, the sudden seizure out of this old world of the bride of Christ, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, could take place at any moment. And ladies and gentlemen, those that are left behind, as the old 8-track video series talked about, left behind, those that are left behind will be hopeless and helpless. There'll be no buying, no selling, no traveling, no plane tickets out of Dodge, if you please, and everyone will be under the iron fist of the Antichrist, the one that is referred to biblically as the lawless one. I'm looking at an article today, ladies and gentlemen, that says, get the shot or get shot. Some push mass genocide for all unvaccinated in America. A former top attorney for the President Donald Trump is calling attention to the alarming comments urging people to get shot or get shot, and a push for everyone to receive the COVID vaccination. They're literally calling for mass genocide, said Jenna Ellis, the former senior legal advisor to President Donald J. Trump. Are you paying attention yet, she says. Ellis, who is a Christian attorney, made her comments as she shared an image of a remark by someone using the name Lars McClarty, who boldly states the CDC should roll out a new program to get the shot. Their unvaccinated need to be rounded up and lined up in front of an open trenches. Their choice is simple. Americans have had enough of their virus. We need to get back to normal life with or without them, speaking of the unvaccinated. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says, vaccine inventor warns the future of global totalitarianism is here. And ladies and gentlemen, we're there. We've crossed the threshold. We're watching the totalitarianism on a global basis that I believe will wrap up this old universe in the last of the last days that we're living in. And I say that not as a fear tactic. I say that not as trying to cause fear in the hearts and the lives of the listeners today, but to cause us to be faithful and to recognize that God challenges us through his word as believers to watch, be alert of what is happening, to wake up to what is happening, to understand what is taking place, and to keep it while we're waiting for his return, that we're continuing to work. You might say, well, what kind of work should we do? We should continue to witness. We should continue to warn. As one caller talked about the watchman on the wall, every Christian should be a watchman on the wall, being alert, understanding what's happening. You won't find out what's happening by watching CNN, the Communist Network News. You won't find out what's happening by watching ABC, NBC, CBS. ABC is always, I always use the acronym, ABC always bashing Christians. CBS, Christian bashing society, that's what they are. You won't find the truth on any of those networks, and you won't find but a little teeny little tad of truth, even if you turn on Fox News. Truth comes from the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. That's the only source book of truth in the world today. So I challenge you to be found faithful. I challenge you, don't toss in the towel, don't give up, don't wave the white flag of surrender, but recognize that we have the responsibility of being salt and light in the society in which we're living in. Ladies and gentlemen, what's your recommendation to our listening audience today? From a Christian perspective, should we be silent? Should we stand up, speak up? Should we be heard? Should we take the vaccination? What's your recommendation, ladies and gentlemen, to our listening audience? That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. I'm looking at an article that says New York City Mayor de Blasio announces vaccine mandate for all private sector workers. The New York mayor called it a preemptive strike against the Omicron virus variant and potential winter spike. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio on Monday issued a preemptive strike mandating that all private sector employees in the Big Apple be vaccinated against COVID-19 amid the new threats posed by the Omicron variant beginning December the 27th. De Blasio, whose term is set to expire in a matter of weeks, broke the news during a news conference yesterday on Morning Joe on television. We've got Omicron as a new factor. We've got the colder weather coming, which is going to really create additional challenges with Delta variant. We've got holiday gatherings, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. De Blasio described the move as the first in the nation to cover all private sector employers in New York City with the requirement. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but what I'd do if I were in New York, I'd get out of Dodge quickly. I'd find a place someplace in a red state that I could live in quiet and peace without being badgered, without the lockdowns, without the mandate of masks and so forth and so on. And now, ladies and gentlemen, this is taking place in Austria. This is taking place in Australia and in Italy and in Germany with the Omicron variant coming into play. They're using that as the new threat, the new leverage to force people in lockdown, to put them in COVID camps, concentration camps. It is now on the move in America today. Here's an article that says, Oregon drafting rules to make wearing masks permanent. They're talking about permanent wearing masks, talking about permanent lockdowns. They're talking about the potential of putting you in COVID camps if you disobey their rules and regulations, even here in America. There are six states, Hawaii, Illinois, Nevada, and New Mexico, Oregon, and Washington, that still require most people to wear face masks indoors and outdoors, regardless of the vaccination status. The Oregon Health Authority met on Thursday for about 2 hours to begin its process of drafting an order. Listen now, they're simply fiat, willy-nilly drafting orders. There's not any legislative process. They don't go through the process of committees and subcommittees and debate on the floor, and then it being passed in the House or the Senate, and then being signed by a governor. They're circumventing the legislative process. They are breaking the law. What they're doing across America is totally 100% unconstitutional. But yet we, the people, are allowing it to take place. We're the ones that need to say what we're going to do for the rulership of our nation and where we're going. It is the will of the people. It is of the people, for the people, and by the people, according to our founding documents. Ladies and gentlemen, we are circumventing the rule of law in America. Where this article continues, says, getting people to comply is getting harder and harder, said a spokesman for the Oregon Business and Industry Association. The medical director for the Communicable Disease and Immunization, or OHA, said just because the rule would be permanent doesn't mean that it would be enacted forever. But ladies and gentlemen, most of these tyrants, just like the Whitmer of Michigan, the legislative branch had to take her power away from her. Right now, Whitmer in Michigan cannot give an edict, cannot issue an executive order, anything to do with executive orders, because the legislative branch finally decided that that's a tyrant and we need to do something about it. And we're seeing that taking place across America today with all of the governors and most of the mayors in America today and most of the governors, where there's a mindset once they get a taste of power, once they get a taste of a tyrannical, totalitarian, authoritarian form of government, they don't want to release it. Here's an article that says SafePass LA debuts in California. Dems impose the nation's toughest vaccine mandate on 10 million people. On Monday, Los Angeles began enforcing its stringent vaccine mandate. If anyone wants to patronize any indoor or outdoor facility, they're required to have proof of vaccination. Ladies and gentlemen, it's called a vaccination passport. It's called a COVID pass, and that is being instituted in America. And ladies and gentlemen, the thing that is so sad and so frightening, if we look at it outside the microscope of understanding that God's in control, it would bring fear to even the toughest one in America today to realize that we have big tech now in full operation, hand in hand with the powerful people that are in the totalitarian mindset of governing America. And with that totalitarian mindset and big tech, they've developed now things by way of chips, microchips. They've developed things by way of the cell phone where you can be watched and followed and understand whether or not you are vaccinated or not and follow you. Here's an article that's so sad, ladies and gentlemen, sad, sad, sad. COVID hospitalization spikes in most vaxxed nation. The Republic of Ireland has vaccinated 91% of the population, but yet the overwhelming majority of those going to the hospital or those dying with COVID are those that have already been vaccinated. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching a major tectonic shift in America today. One writer says, tyranny with a needle, and it's a five-page, six-page, humongous article. I just get to word or two. Our only weapon is the truth, and the end, the truth must always defeat the lie. 10 years ago, we would have been shocked or outraged by the very idea of censorship, but I'm afraid we've all become acclimated to the cruelty and the injustice being exposed to its steadily increasing doses throughout the years, past few years in America. So, ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is, how should we then live? What should we do? I'm sure that you need to understand, number one, make sure that you're saved. Make sure that you know Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. Keep on working until the Lord Jesus Christ calls us home. Keep on looking up with expectation, according to Luke 21:28. Say no to the illegal mandates by the tyrants in office today. Then we need to trust in the Lord. Proverbs 3:5-6, lean not on your own understanding, but in all of our ways, acknowledge the Lord and let him to direct your path. We need to institute the praying, 2 Chronicles 7:14. My people, which you call by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven, and then will I heal their land. Our land needs healing, ladies and gentlemen. The Lord Jesus Christ is the only answer. Thank you so much for joining us on this broadcast. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issue.
Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m., for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them, 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.